We'd like to invite the rest of the family to come on up. It takes a while for us all to get somewhere.
This is a song over the many years that Gamble family have been privileged to share the message of Christmas with folks when the kids were little, that are now parents with little ones. And we were just, my wife Renee and I, with Grandpa and Grandma. I guess it was yesterday. And Grandpa turned 94. And Grandma said to me the other night, which had been the night before we visited, that they were laying in bed and Grandpa broke out in song singing. So he still sings at 64 and 94, yes. Yeah, 94.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. And he's always loved music, and this is a song that he wrote for us back in 1964.
That first glad Christmas day in a village far away, a child was born the Son of God above, sent to teach us how to love. He came to be the Savior of this waiting world. Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah? Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah? Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah to the Lord? He came to show us what a man should be. He died alone at Calvary to call our sins and set us free forevermore. They laid him in a tomb, but then death to rise again, brought everlasting life to man, this wide world over. Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah? Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah? Why isn't everybody singing hallelujah to the Lord? Now hear the Holy Bible say, return to stay forevermore. Then all the loved ones we have known will gather around the Savior's throne to find at last their heavenly home forevermore. Then everybody will be singing hallelujah. Yes, everybody will be singing hallelujah. Oh, everybody will be singing hallelujah to the Lord. Then everybody will be singing hallelujah. Yes, everybody will.
Thank you.